Earthquake! It's the Jimmy Quake cam, but I don't care.
There you go.
Why did I do that joke? Good God, what a horrible way to start. Now we're late. Ready when you are.
People are pounding on their computers. Why won't they start?
Hello and welcome to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. Today's episode brought to you by The Big Bang.
Boom.
Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the No God Band, on the inner tubes, and from our other award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at skepticallyyours.net.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat moderated by the author of the blog, Comedia Obscura, Joe Swam, go to skepticallyyours.net/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us get up there in the top 10 where you've never gotten us. Yeah. You may also go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or I kill baby New Year.
Oh my God, now you're threatening to kill a baby?
That's what happens when they don't subscribe.
I'm so glad this baby is fictional.
Is he, Emery?
You're very killy lately.
It's my New Year's revolution.
You're not allowed outside anymore.
If you're a listener who's ever been duped by anything that's been debunked on Snopes, welcome. Your ordeal is over.
We're coming to you live from ENH Studios in sunny Studio City, California. At night, in the Studio City tonight, we have Jessica Michelle Singleton and Jimmy Palombi.
Hey-ho. Hey-ho.
You know these folks from the world of
Reason.
Our timing worked perfectly. That was really nice. Hello. And we have a guest in the studio. Just came to watch us do our thing.
That's Sean.
I hope it doesn't suck.
I was hoping it was my father.
You were hoping that was your dad? It's Does your dad just show up at shit?
No, never.
Never?
Do we
have
waiting.
Dad? Do we have dad issues?
Oh, yeah. Look at my hair.
Oh, wow. Is that the hair? I didn't know that that's what that equated to.
Do you have piercings and places that we don't know about?
Mostly tattoos.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Tattoos of piercings.
Yeah.
Just tattoos.
I have a tattoo
piercings.
Of a nipple ring.
Was dad absent? I went through that.
Yeah. He left when I was a little kid.
Really?
He was a really good dad till then he just left.
Just really?
Yeah.
The old going out for coffee and he's gone.
Night, sweetie.
Coffee
see you in the
used to be hard to get along.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Do you talk to him or is he just gone?
Oh, he's just gone.
You know what helps with that pain?
I didn't
pain.
Mean to make this about dad. I was just making a tasteless dad joke. I'm sorry.
Well, no.
Well, we want to know everything about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we know half. Now we know half.
Don't make that face.
Mom stayed, though.
I mean, you know, she tried to get away.
Yeah, my mom was gone a lot. My mom was a musician, and she was on the road. And fourth grade, she came in off the road, and we had been with grandparents up until then, really.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and really bad grandpa. Really great yeah. grandma,
sounds like
really
a movie.
Bad grandpa. Yeah,
really,
right?
Really bad yeah. grandpa.
Just awful. He was just fucking, he is. He's still alive. I have nothing to do with him. He's a piece of shit. Yeah, stepdad. It's just step-grandpa is what
oh,
it is.
Oh, that's like stepdad once removed. It's even yeah. worse.
It's so fucking awful. He was just heinous.
I'm glad I didn't have any step-parents.
Step-uncle, that's trouble.
Stumple.
Stumple.
Yeah,
you don't want to. It just sounds like a guy who's missing an arm.
It does.
Stumple Jim.
My daddy left too when I was young. So
wow, we're all
you.
Broken.
Mine stayed.
Yours stayed?
He's passed away, but he was there for
he
a while.
He did.
Time.
He left you?
You killed him, didn't you?
He's gone now.
Well, he left in August.
In August. He passed away in August?
Yes.
Oh, well, damn it.
Got issues.
Mine too, maybe.
You don't know?
You don't know. You'll never know.
You don't even have any contact now with him?
I guess
And I was
I
a
could,
deadbeat
I
dad for a long time.
Let's try to summon him. I mean, turn the lights down.
But why bother at this point?
Let's track him down.
No.
Let's fuck that guy
you know, what's
up.
What's funny is that I found out when I was 18, he's not even my real father. I was created through artificial insemination.
What? No way.
Yeah, he couldn't even have kids. Which
So it's not even his sperm?
No.
Well, they went and bought it at the store?
Well, that's
Thank
why he left.
Goodness, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, well, I don't have that. Thing, whatever that gene is, that's like I'll just leave my kids at a Waffle House.
Maybe your father's John Stamos.
Oh, could be.
That explains your mustache.
Now you got to go on a hunt for your master dad.
Yeah, that's why I'm afraid. That's why
your
I get scared
cup
of
daddy
hooking up with old men. Because I'm like, what if I'm fucking my dad?
Oh, that's really funny.
And then I'm like, ooh, what if I'm fucking my dad?
How old are you now?
24.
I've got something to tell you.
Yeah? Are you the dad?
No.
No.
Don't break my heart.
All right, what are we going to do? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. And our guests, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
We did, I think, promote Shelley, didn't we?
We did.
We want to apologize Shelley to anybody
Siegel
who's...
is staying in our home at the moment, which is awesome.
She's always here when she's in L.A. She comes and hangs here.
Is she the singer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I like her.
You've met her.
Where is she based out of?
Australia.
Yeah, I like her.
Which is a huge, huge country.
You've been on the show with her
before.
Yeah,
over at the other
so
studio.
I'm so bummed.
Yeah.
The one with...
we don't talk about that.
Jim Jeffries.
Oh, yeah. You were on that episode?
Yeah.
Jim
Amazing.
Jeffries?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
I was just going to call him and ask him to come over. And I'm doing a wrap-up show with Ryan Bell for Ardent Atheist. And that's the pastor that lived a year as an atheist this past year.
Mm-hmm. He decided he was going to try to live a year as an atheist. And now he's just basically announced to the world that
he is. He's like, oh, yeah, there's... Yeah. I've been living a lie.
How do you do that?
Well, he actually does a full-on announcement on the first to explain it all. So
and the Christians are
is that supposed to be a secret
outraged.
Right now? People already know.
No. It's okay. He's been on the news. He was on the front page of Times. Mm-hmm. He's
did
an NPR thing. Yeah.
How do you change that?
I obviously
I mean, how do you live like that? I mean,
how do you live like what?
How do you change something like that? I mean, you can live as a... I'm going to live as a vegetarian for a year.
You know, the way he worded it, I thought
it's
was
wrong.
Really...
It's not right.
It was really telling. No. He what he said was he was going to live a year without God. That was kind of the headline of the blog announcement that just blew up, kind of went viral.
But it was the way he stated it made people confused.
No question. Well, I mean, a lot of atheists got really upset. If you're listening right now, you are listening to Skeptically Yours. We normally don't talk a lot about atheism on this show, but just filling you in a little bit about what's coming up with Ryan Bell. He said that he was going to live among the non-believers, the atheists.
I'm going out to live among the non-believers.
Yeah. And boy, did he.
In their caves.
I did everything I could to hook him up with some of the smartest people in our community.
Which is great.
Some of the more visible people. He went and did Penn's show. Mm-hmm. He's going to do that again. And now we've been shooting a movie. I'm producing a movie around him. And we just got funding for the finishing funds for it. Yeah, it's really great.
Yay, that's great.
So we're finalizing details and dotting T's and crossing I's. It's going to be really
awesome.
Confusing contract.
Yeah. Right.
But it's really fun. And so, yeah, I wanted to get Jeffries on. When I had him on with Todd Glass, I think, didn't we?
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I wanted to maybe get Todd to come back and maybe get Jeffries to come over and talk. Mm, we'll see what
Jim
happens.
Jeffries.
He's great, isn't he?
When are we doing our
old Rusty Trumbo
200th show, we should have a huge shebang like we did last time.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
We could do kind of a live thing, a big, huge theater thing.
Yeah, with all the cool people.
Do it in a theater.
I want to be cool.
You can come.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right.
You're cool.
You have to be on at least 10 times.
Yeah.
Is this your 10th time?
At least.
We should
have it is.
I love having Jimmy. Jimmy comes on the show all the time. I wish we could get you more on the Atheist show, but Wednesdays are bad.
Wednesdays
for you.
Are hard, yeah.
Yeah. So
I believe in pie, and I just won't have any of that. I won't have any of that.
So do I. There's no argument there. I'm looking forward to that episode. We'll be talking at length with Brother Pastor Ryan.
Well, he is now still a pastor.
What happens after that?
He's a pastor of the Church of Bacon.
When we were at TAM,
United Church of Bacon.
There's a Church of Bacon.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I've been living my life without something to worship, and there's a Church of Bacon.
We can get you ordained in the Church of Bacon.
Yeah, I want in. Are you kidding?
Right. You're in. You're
okay,
in.
Just don't be so hammy about it. Hey-ho!
Oh. Hey! Well, the first pun makes it into the show, ladies and gentlemen. So, this blew my mind when I read this headline. I was telling you guys about it. I'm going to fill the listeners in. Apparently, there's this thing in Argentina, and when you hear about a tale. What do you call these?
A fable?
Yeah. When you hear these, you think most people wouldn't believe this crap.
That's it's not myth. Real.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a myth. And
myth.
The myth is. What did I say the other day? I think the cruelest thing is calling it a lisp. the myth is that in Argentina that the seventh son of a family becomes a werewolf after
Catholic.
His 13th
Any
birthday.
Family? Okay, just Catholic.
Yeah, well, I'll read the whole damn story just to make sure you don't
short.
Mess it up. Yeah, it's not a long story. President Cristina Fernandez, this is where the story goes that blew my fucking mind. President Cristina Fernandez de Kirk Kirchner adopted Yair Tewil as her godson due to an Argentine folk. It's a folk tale. That says that seventh born son in a family will turn into a werewolf and eat unbaptized babies.
So any son, not just Catholic.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Catholic or not.
They've not now brought it so that they can adopt the seventh born daughter as well.
Oh, so they're being really inclusive about their folk tales now. They're like, hey, no child left behind on this bullshit story.
So
women can be werewolves
that's
too.
So funny. Let's have some equality in our psychotic, stupid bullshit made up crap. Argentina's president has adopted a young Jewish boy as her godson to stop him turning into a werewolf. So obviously, it's not just Catholic. She's adopted this Jewish kid.
His parents wrote to them.
The president.
Yeah, they were and worried. Said, we're going to have this kid, and
we don't want it to become a werewolf
right,
when it's 13.
That's some sort of, they're going to try to get money out of her.
Yeah.
Well, the kid gets...
They're going to be pissed when they see how much hair that kid grows. He's Jewish.
Basically a werewolf, anyway.
So
the kid gets free education for the rest of his life.
Well, that's
part of the thing.
That was
as
a good
part
scam.
Of the adoption?
Yeah.
Oh, those, that was just the Jews trying to get
those
free
Joes
education.
Those Joes knew how to get free shit.
God, so, they're good.
Argentina's president has adopted a young Jewish boy as her godson to stop him turning into a werewolf. Yair Tewil was adopted in a ceremony which took place because of Argentinian folklore, reports The Independent. He is the first Jewish boy to be adopted as the practice only applied to Catholics until 2009. Heather did read. According to a tradition in the country, the seventh son born to a family turns into a werewolf. They refer to it as El Lobison.
Was it only Catholics? Because only Catholic people have that many damn kids?
Maybe that's
like,
that
makes
like
sense.
A Jew,
yeah.
Jews with seven children.
That's abnormal.
That's
not
weird.
Yeah.
Shlomo and Nahama Tawil, parents of seven boys.
Is his name really Shlomo?
The father, yes.
Stop naming your people Shlomo, goddammit.
They had written to the president in 1993 and got their wish this year. So they were planning this shit.
This isn't an adoption like where the kid comes and lives, you know.
No, it's just like a ceremonial.
Yeah, well, it's the godparent. She becomes a godparent.
So he gets a gold medal and a full educational scholarship.
And, a dog
and if
bed.
Those parents die, she has to take care of that werewolf?
Just feed him and water him, you know.
Give him a raw chicken.
Chain him to something every full moon.
Yeah,
he'll be fine.
What in the fuck is wrong with people? I mean, you know what blew my mind about this?
Is it like Christmas, though? I mean, you know, we know Christmas isn't real, but we still do it.
Well, yeah, our president pardons a turkey,
which
is
stupid.
A jackass move.
That is true. You're bringing me down, Jessica.
We are not...
The only idiots.
Individually, we are above this, but as a nation, we're still assholes.
Yeah,
Santa, stop here on the White House lawn, like fuck you.
How long is winter gonna last?
The groundhog.
Oh, yeah.
The groundhog.
Like these.
Everyone knows you ask a werewolf, not a groundhog.
Are there? That's what I was thinking when I read this. When I started reading the story, I thought this is folklore. People know it's folklore. I presume. I don't think anybody really
maybe
is thinking.
Maybe it's just a fun thing.
No,
like,
I think people believe it.
Like punks.
Well,
here's
where it gets all awful. In Argentina, there are actually families
like that.
Really struggling with this country.
Yeah, I was. I could have just been putting some accent on
Argentina.
It.
Argentina.
Oh, shut up. So
there are Jews.
I'm
in
totally
Argentina.
Gonna fist rape her. So here's. I only say that because I know Dad left. Here's the thing. There are actually reports of families killing, murdering their seventh born son to prevent this from happening.
Listen, honestly, that's natural selection. Those kids shouldn't be having...
You think that's just a good thing?
Those people shouldn't be breeding
if you're
anyway.
Dumb enough to believe this bullshit and you
I don't
actually
want your kid growing up and having more...
So they have a child, but
babies.
Hoping it's going to be a girl if it's the seventh?
Well, no.
They've changed the rules.
So what are they, I mean, is it their way of birth control? Oh, we can just keep having kids, but it's the seventh, so let's just keep
killing
it.
This is just in the 19th century. So.
Well, I think once you've killed the seventh son,
it's you're free.
The next is the
eighth. The next one's
you're clean
the
from them, probably until 14th.
Yeah.
It says
then
that,
it's two
right?
werewolves. It's double power.
The Go on. Presidential practice was started to try to stop the stigma of these kids turning into a werewolf. And so...
Wait, that just encourages it.
No, I think so, maybe if you think about it, what it suggests is...
I think it started as population control.
You mean the whole thing?
Yeah.
Started as population control. What?
They're like, oh, if you have a seventh kid, it's going to turn into a werewolf. Better pull out.
That's what they were saying.
Only what? Six kids.
Why not five?
Yeah. Or three? Right?
Why? If six is their if six is their demarcation for population control, they're out of their fucking minds anyway.
I mean, clearly.
I mean, China has the what? The one baby per family.
At least China's direct about it. They're like, yeah, no, just no more kids.
Right.
You just cuss. Yeah. But they're like, it'll turn to a werewolf.
That's what.
Ooh.
So
was it a smart president that said, okay, this is what we're going to do to try to deter them from... to keep them from killing their kids?
It's hard to know because unfortunately that president was murdered by a werewolf.
And I can understand why they started allowing Jews into this practice, because in this picture they're lighting a menorah. So the president must be...
She just wants to be like, we're not racist.
Or maybe she's Jewish.
Oh, yeah. Could be.
No way.
Nah,
look at
not
her.
Not in Argentina.
She's a fucking ginger. I didn't mean to say it like
ginger
that.
Jews?
That came out
There's
wrong.
There's ginger Jews.
Yeah, what the hell?
She's Arjun Chinger.
Arjun Chinger. She's just really losing out there.
Maybe it's some of those doctors from Germany in the 40s who slipped over there.
I'm honestly...
created these werewolves. And maybe that's all true. Yeah. Maybe they're robot werewolves.
We're all reaching here.
You're blaming the retards without borders problem?
No,
it's a cause.
The very, very intelligent, scientific, manipulation of the human genome. Which
is a very, very intelligent German. I'm honestly...
I can go on and on about that.
Somebody get that guy some pie. All right, we'll be right back. I have to do a break. I can't believe he's talking about that. All right, you're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable irritation.
Good news, everyone.
That's right, quiet guy. Very, very good news. We have a premium ad-free service. We do the show for 90 minutes. You'll be able to listen and download the live show and or download the first hour for free, my apologies, from iTunes. The premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute ad-free show. It's only $10 per year at this point. If you want to support us, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. A New Year's resolution is something that goes in one ear and out the other.
You said it wrong.
I didn't.
Yes, what? You did.
A New Year's resolution is something that goes in one year.
it's a
funny joke. We'll redo that joke. All right, here's the
supporting
ad.
Outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
And now, back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Jessica Michelle Singleton and Jimmy Palombicleton.
That's it. Argentinian background.
So, you've really pointed out some things to me. I'm sitting here in this high horse, on this high horse.
Belittling Argentina.
Yeah, and we do the same shit right here. We really do.
Yeah.
We got the Punxsutawney Phil. We got the The Christmas thing. I'm always bothered when the news follows
Santa.
The rain. That's so fucking irritating. You're just,
if you need any more like clear flags, the news is shoving propaganda down your throat,
right?
And they're like, well, "Here comes Santa's sleigh," or tracking it around. They're like, "It's all lies."
I know, because they can't track him. He's fast. I mean,
It's not possible.
Way.
I don't know how they. Would...
Yeah, he's moving at more than he's warp seven. Yeah, I don't. Where did I get that number?
I don't know.
Why did I pick seven?
Argentina.
Seventh son. Warp seven's 10? On your mind.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I don't know. I don't know why I have to pick on these people for being stupid. Everyone is stupid.
True.
The scams that we fall for drive me nuts. We did an episode last Monday about.
Bet you that was a good show.
It was amazing.
It was
Shut
awesome.
Up. God damn it! I had Jimmy booked and then I overbooked and then I said I'm
and
sorry,
you cut Jimmy.
Jimmy,
I was outside. You can see the blood marks on the window. I was pounding. Let me in.
He made
Weakest
me feel
link.
Really bad.
Oh man.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. It really sucks. So
now I'm here talking about werewolves.
We are covering werewolves.
You got
today.
In on the good one. This is the understudy episode.
If it's any consolation, we're going to talk about miracle cures too.
Miracles, yay!
Yeah. What bullshit do you believe in? Is there something that you just you don't think the evidence is there, but you still buy it?
You're cleansing,
Jessica?
Aren't you?
I don't think that cleanses work for like diet. I thought I'm supposed to go on a really strict diet for my health.
Yeah.
Because I'm falling apart and
don't fall apart.
What's wrong?
Something rheumatary. I was supposed to immediately go to a rheumatologist in March, and I haven't been, so just trying to eat healthy.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
It's probably rheumatoid arthritis, but it could be something else, so like lupus or leukemia.
Lupus, lupine, wolf. Wait a second.
I'm not dead, so.
What are your symptoms?
Joints. Severe joint pain and then fatigue.
Everywhere, like knees and everything?
Everywhere, yeah. SJP. They don't always line up and it comes and goes, but it gets really bad. I mean, I'm 24 and I have like hip pain on a regular basis.
Wow. Go slow, honey.
No, there's moments where like,
you're going to hurt me.
Chondroitin. That's what you need.
No, I'm taking that now. I take 3 glucosamine chondroitin.
It always sounds like a medicine that Jerry Lewis promotes. Chondroitin!
Dane, I need the chondroitin.
Yeah, so the cleanse is more like just drinking smoothies and hoping I just shit a bunch of stuff out and detox from
stop
the sugar
it. There's no
I've
such thing as detox.
Well, I mean...
No. We're going to talk about
this. We had a show
this.
About
Wait,
this
okay,
one.
Okay, like...
We did there is no such this. Thing
like
as detoxing.
Like sugar withdrawal. Like, just eat it. I'm just shoving healthy shit in and trying not to... You really do have physical withdrawals from sugar.
Sure.
Yeah, there's no question.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm like...
That's
like
not the same as
detoxing, but...
But those are air quotes I just saw.
Mm-hmm.
Detox implies getting poisons out.
Yeah.
You can't do
that.
No, it's bullshit.
Not even like if I'm just...
If you want to stop having poisons in you,
detox,
like sugar...
By detox, I mean just shitting a lot, and then maybe that'll get out some of the poisons.
Well, listen.
Right?
It's important to understand when especially if you're dealing with health issues.
What I need is self-control.
If it's important to understand what effects certain actions have when you're trying to fix bad habits. It's so important to understand. And when I hear a friend say the word detox, we're just going to stop and talk. We're going to go. We're going to have some coffee. We're going to look in each other's eyes, and I'm going to fucking tell you that someone has deluded you. Because that's all of the detox thing is bullshit.
Well, I know. I've read up on all that it's like bullshit. But I just still was like, well, drinking a bunch of smoothies that's just fruit and vegetables isn't going to be bad for me.
No.
Well, there are things. Well, wait a minute. There are things that can be bad for you in this particular realm. I'll give you an example. If you're not getting enough protein, if you're not getting the right kinds of nutrients that are needed to function healthily and well, then yes, you can make these kinds of mistakes. You should be talking to someone who isn't peddling bullshit and will give you really healthy ideas about how to change your
Google
habits.
Google or...
Do you have health insurance?
I just got it, but it's the Medi-Cal, whatever that is.
Yeah.
But they sent it to my old mailing address, so my ex-boyfriend dropped it off. And my friend, and she's out of town, so I'm just waiting for her to come so I can actually read the shit and call whoever I need to call.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, which I'm sure it's not great insurance, but I have something. And I'm also in so much pain, I can't keep not going to the doctor.
Right.
You can. You have to go take care of this.
And I don't want to be in a wheelchair by 40. Why am I bringing down all the segments?
Because I asked
about.
You.
That's what it's about.
And this is actually exactly what we like to do. We like to talk to people who...
I believe in the miracle of broccoli.
But broccoli?
What you are doing by putting healthy shit into your body is a good thing.
It's not, yeah, it's yes. not
There's
bad
nothing
for me.
Wrong with yes. eating healthy shit.
I don't think I'm going to like, I don't, I'm not trying to.
If you have or rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, what was the other one you said that started with an L?
Leukemia.
Leukemia.
There's other God. Things it could be.
Or AIDS. If you have any of those
could
things.
Be AIDS.
If you have any of those, probably is. If you have any of those things, well, based on
I'd
what you've
skinnier.
Told us so far. it's, no, not quite. No. That comes very at the last.
I've
step.
Had an AIDS test. I'll say that's that much.
One?
Once.
Just once?
In the 90s.
How was it administered?
Back in grade school.
I want to know how this thing was administered. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The guest of our show is losing.
She was seven.
No, I've literally gotten an HIV test and be like, well, it's not AIDS, so who cares?
Yeah, right? You're doing the wrong thing if you're thinking, I'm going to put off going to a doctor and I'm going to see if I can make myself feel better by eating
yeah,
this
Yeah, I realized that's that wrong. By being that's an idiot wrong. And doing it for so long and being like, oh yeah, I can't just munch on kale my way to my bones not falling apart,
that's
apparently.
Right. That's exactly
like,
right.
Oh, this is so good.
As a tooth comes
as my
out.
Hands like,
this is yeah. why we do the show we do. This is why we are in the skeptic community. We're trying to educate the public so that they don't spend any amount of time
what
wasting.
About, here's what I'm skeptical about, and okay. this is a stupid, but like supplements?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some women need them. I mean, they feel more comfortable if they're
supplements?
Larger. Oh, supplements.
Well, this is called a supplement. I guess it's called like a supplement for reasons. Supplement
unless
other things,
you have a
like,
deficiency, you don't need a supplement.
Vitamin supplements are by and large bullshit.
Bullshit, right?
By and large bullshit. The foods that we consume, even the bad foods that we consume, cereals.
You should be getting all that stuff
you get,
from your food.
You get an immense amount of vitamins and iron and all of those things. If a doctor tells you you have a deficiency.
And to take more.
And to take more.
That's why it's called a supplement.
That's when
that
you,
makes sense. That,
yeah. That's when you choose to do a supplement. Take. Otherwise, you're overloading your liver and kidneys.
With crap that you don't need.
With Yeah. And there's actually a negative side effect to taking too many of
Plus,
those kinds of
if
things.
You never know what's in the supplements.
Getting good at swallowing
and your urine
those
gets really
pills.
Bright green.
Yeah,
that's
depending.
Is like
this a euphemism?
No, it's very ironic that mm-hmm. I have trouble swallowing pills. I'm like, that. Why am I struggling with this? It's, I went to college.
Because
it's going to be hard. The amount of shit I've swallowed and I can't put a pill down my throat.
Because you're not licking it off another girl. Here's the thing. You know, you don't have to be quiet. You can laugh. It's okay. Sean's just losing it over there. I love these questions. When you walked in here and did our show on Wednesday, I totally became enamored with you.
Yay,
and I was hoping
approval.
That you would I was hoping that you would come back and we could talk about these kinds of things. I'm going to ask you a couple things. We'll get away from the personal health issues. And we'll ask and I'm going to ask you this too, Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
Jim.
We don't do UFOs very often lately. I was watching some crap about this stuff today. Where do you guys stand on the whole UFO thing?
I mean, as far as them being aliens, I mean, I believe there's like unidentified flying objects.
Go on.
But that's just, I mean, by definition, just not identified by you. You're like, oh, I don't know what it is.
Right.
It's in the air.
Right, right, right.
There's a thing in the sky. It that's... doesn't look like a plane. Right. I don't know if there's, one time I was talking to someone and I saw this big like thing. It was like nighttime at the coffee store in the back. I was talking to the manager, Adam. And we look up, and I was like, holy shit, what's that? And it's a spinning thing with, like, lights on it in the sky, which was probably, like, one of those toy helicopters or...
Right.
But now there's drones, so that fucks me up. I saw a drone on Sunset.
Like a military drone?
No, like a flying camera.
Yeah, that's... I wish we had a different name for those, because that's not, in my opinion... You know, a drone...
Well, I don't know.
...is a jet that delivers
crazy.
Deadly payloads.
I just saw a thing flying, and I was like, name. Drone!
Yeah, now they're calling the toys drones. You know, like
yeah, they're not drones. They're
trying to make it lighthearted. It's like, it's just a drone. You're like,
or sound neat.
Oh, you think that's the goal? You think the government's like, let's get them to
put
call
it in
these
your head.
Toys drones?
Yeah.
And then they'll stop worrying about these monster
machines. It's a rainbow balloon.
Absolutely. Why not? Why wouldn't they do that?
I don't think that's what's going on. I don't think it's
a calculated thing, but I think that could
I think it is. I think they're calling them drones so they sound neat for kids.
You know? Ooh, drones.
You really think that?
Like a military thing.
The government does. What are you, Kim Jong-un?
Not the. He was Kim Jong-un. He was the seventh son.
That stupid fuck thinks that the president was behind the making of that shitty comedy.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
What comedy?
The Interview.
The Interview.
I called it shitty, and that wasn't fair. It wasn't shitty. I thought we chuckled our ass off.
It
wasn't bad at all. Everybody I talked to was like, nah, it starts out okay, and then it just becomes stupid and bad. And I'm like, bullshit. It starts out bad. It starts out slow.
And it gets better?
And then it gets good. Yeah. So whoever said that, fuck you. You're a dick and a liar, and you're full of shit.
Oh,
and your opinion means nothing to me, and you're dead to me. I'm going to kill you. So,
I feel like that was a little passive aggressive.
I got a little bit over. Yeah, I go too far. The movie's not bad at all. It's a fun movie. It's a farce. It's exactly what it purports
to be. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
I was on the chat room. What are we talking about?
Were you really?
I was in the chat room talking about chelation therapy, which is a sort of detox.
Chelation therapy.
It's using chili.
It's a detox process.
Is it? It's like you put chili pepper and stuff and
everywhere. It's done by a doctor. Then that gets rid of heavy metals in your system.
So, wait. No, that's a real thing. My grandfather had that done when his liver wasn't working right.
Some sort of weird detox for that? Or like, aren't you like, can't have like crowns or something on your teeth because it actually pulls out like...
No, you're confusing an MRI with chelation.
I was just discussing that on the wall. So what are we talking about? The Interview?
Yeah, The Interview... The Interview was, I thought, a decent movie. It's made $15 million online already.
Oh, yeah, because they did the... Do you think...
It's going to change everything. Do I think what?
I mean, I guess that wasn't like all a like marketing scheme. To be like,
A lot. You remember when they did the Coke Classic thing after putting out New Coke? These people who believed...
Really lame conspiracy theorists?
Coke
made New Coke just so we'd buy more regular Coke.
Right. The conspiracy was that they were trying to make their product more, you know, just use this as a marketing ploy. And corporations don't have those kind of balls.
You don't?
I'm positive they don't. I can tell you that studios don't have that kind of balls. Studios are fucking pussies.
They will not take risks on anything.
They don't take risks. And there's nothing but risk in the model that people are purporting took place. The idea that Sony said, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do the Sony guy, right? All right, here's the plan, right, you guys? Here's what we're going to do. We got this $40 million movie, right? It's coming out on December 25th, right? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to say we're not putting it out, right? People will fucking lose their fucking minds because they're fucking Americans, right? And they're going to say, you can't do that. You got to fucking put that movie out. And then everybody in the fucking world, because of patriotic and shit, they're going to want to come out and see our movie, man.
And it's pronounced chelation.
I feel like that's...
Oh, chelation.
Oh, chelation.
Oh, that's different. I've heard that. That one's good.
Oh, yeah. I know. Okay.
Ketones.
Yeah, and I struggle to believe that's smart.
No one did that. That is just crazy to think that someone would risk a $40 million move in that way.
That conspiracy theory is alive
It abounds on the internet. It makes me crazy. The internet makes me think that we really need to just nuke us all and start fresh.
Matthew,
let's
on
go
the wall.
Down to the fucking. Let's bacteria is all that's left. Let's get a fresh start and see where we end up in 200,000 years.
Matthew on the wall said, "Shouldn't Sony guy that you were doing have a Japanese accent?"
Yeah, I thought so.
No. That would be very funny. Okay, you guys. I can't do it.
Sounds like a speech impediment.
Yeah, it does. I mean, they can't do the R's.
Everyone's
a
comedian.
So, I don't believe it. I just don't buy it. I think that they were running scared. They were shitting themselves. Mm. And I also think that Sony lied about one thing. I think that when Sony said... that we weren't pulling the movie, it was because the theaters refused to run it. When they said that, I think they were backpedaling. Yes, I do. I think they agreed with the theater's fears, and they didn't want to risk Sony being the name
attached
to
pulling.
Well, we believe in this country that we're not safe. They've been driving it into our fucking heads since 9/11/2001.
Oh yeah, they want you to think everyone's a terrorist.
That's exactly right. And so when some fucking retarded fat ass in North Korea claims he's going to hit us at every citadel, to even act like there's any veracity in that claim, in my opinion, makes you an utter jagoff. You're an idiot.
No, it's a North Korea. Well, I mean.
In the movie, they actually say in the movie that North Korea has the capability of reaching us with nukes already. That's one of the things they said in the movie.
North Korea can't even figure out the internet.
That's exactly right. All right, we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption. Have you heard of our other award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist? Well, you have now, so go check it out. Go to www.ardentatheist.com. On New Year's Eve, you don't have to wait until midnight to see my balls drop.
Why, Emery? Why?
I really want to do that other joke right. A New Year's Eve resolution is something that goes in one year and out the other. I did that.
Stick it in your year.
Shut up.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Jessica Michelle Singleton and Jimmy Palombi. Thanks for being here.
We've got Kim Jong-un, Supreme Leader, on the skeptic tank wall right now.
Oh, really?
He says, "That's it, Mr. Emery Man. Now I blow up all theaters playing you podcast.
Mr. Emery Man."
Emery Man.
They just hate pronouns.
Here's another thing that we haven't covered.
Wait, we have Kim Dong-in, Supreme Leader, also on the wall.
Kim Dong-in.
Oh, so, you make Cousin Kim mad.
Okay. For the listeners, when you listen and or watch the show live, as these assholes are, you can change your screen name to whatever you want. Your username can be altered, even midstream. You can just change it. So people are changing their names. Kim Jong-un, Supreme Leader. Kim Dong-in, Supreme Leader.
I like
Jesus
that one.
God.
That's his cousin.
So, years ago, I used to think that Supreme Leader was really just an inaccurate reinterpretation of phraseology, you know, from one language to it really does mean, you know, God. That's what he thinks he is.
Oh, that's so sad.
Or that's what they think he is, rather.
Do you think he's so deluded that he's like, oh yeah, I guess I am God?
I was just asking this the other day of some friends. I mean, he doesn't shit or piss. That's what the government has said about Kim Jong-un.
He's bloated, you can see.
Is
that why he's fat?
Right? He uses all of the energy that he consumes.
To do what?
The amazing magical stuff that he can do.
They're like, he has a unicorn in his castle.
Do you know about this stuff? Are you aware of this stuff?
A little.
A little bit? Because first of all, his dad played a near perfect game of golf the first time he played. When he was born, they claim that a new star appeared in the sky. Right? This is all biblical shit. This is all Christian, which is not original. Christian's not
the
even
golf.
Yeah. Well, not the golf. The,
and then
the
he golf. Played a perfect Simon game of golf.
Simon and Peter were great.
Yeah. Simon and Peter were good.
Did bocce ball.
So, Hitchens spoke at length about North Korea, and he talked about how it is not an atheistic regime. What happens with these kinds of regimes is, if there's no religion, then what happens is the air quotes supreme leader becomes the God.
The God, because people need folks. Something to
that's why we need
worship.
Well, you can control people. Listen, if you're a living God, you have a lot more control
so
over people.
So much control.
Much more. So that's what's going on with this particular regime and a couple others around the world.
I'm trying to find the little more, a few more of those little
the things
facts.
That he, yeah.
So how do I look that up on?
All you do is search for Kim Jong-un.
Yes.
And then,
yeah,
I can't think of the word.
That's what I'm saying. I can't think of the word. What do you
claims.
Call it?
Claims. That's the word. Yeah, claims. You realize Joe probably already has this on the wall. I don't know why you're doing it. But
Joe is not here tonight.
The other. Oh, that's a shame. We miss you, Joe.
We miss you, Joe.
Yeah, we should say it in unison. We miss you,
Joe.
We miss you,
Joe.
Okay. I miss you, Dad.
I'll count us down. I'll count us down. Three,
one, two. Joe.
No, I'm counting us to one. And then after one, everyone says, "We miss you, Joe." Are we all on the same page now? All right. Three, two, one.
We miss you, Joe.
Okay, what in the fuck? This is not that hard, you guys. Listen to me right now. I'm going to do it right now. Don't do it with me. This is what it's going to sound like. We miss you, Joe, just like we miss you, Hitch. We miss you, Joe, because we miss... No, are you listening?
I got it.
Okay, so now I'll count it down. Three, two,
is it Joe or Sam?
It's Joe. Joe, not Joseph. We're just going with Joe.
Not Mrs. Joe. We miss you, Joe.
We miss you, Joe.
Job?
Yeah, we miss you, Joe.
Job?
All right.
We say it three times.
No, I'm going to count down from three to one, and then we're going to say that we miss Joe because he's not on the wall.
No, he's not. All right.
Okay. Joe, that's all we're doing.
All right, off the all
right,
wall,
you
Joe.
Got it, right, Jessica Michelle?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Three, two, one.
Joe, get on this phone.
All right, that's it. We've got to go to break. Thanks a lot for calling. All right, there's no caller.
First time, long time, Henry?
You know, when I start a bit like that with people, I wonder how long we could do it.
Oh, you know me.
You and me. We could do a whole episode on it.
Yes. I would love
that. I love that.
Nothing funnier than, yeah. It's so funny.
The listeners would just.
I came out in a stand up.
I wonder how long. I wonder how long before they would go, "I'm done with this episode. I'm out."
They wouldn't.
I'm unsubscribing from premium service.
At some point, it takes so long, they're going to stay.
That would happen.
They're going to stay because they say, "Wait, they can't still be doing
this." They can't keep going.
That's right.
I once did a stand up thing. I came out for 7 minutes and just asked the audience how they're doing.
I once came out with two things in my pocket, and I put a stool in front of me, and I pulled out a carton of milk and a ho-ho package, and I opened them both up very laboriously. I was working very slowly, and then I took out one of them and then ate one and drank the milk, and then when I reached for the second ho-ho in the three-pack, they lost it. Everyone lost it. It really went nuts.
That's
and people,
so funny.
Yeah, they couldn't stop laughing then. So then I slowed down the process and just, and it was about a 5 to 7 minute spot.
Oh, wow.
I was allowed to do whatever I wanted. It was an open mic in Kansas City. And I just slowly ate this thing. And then when I finished it, some milk came around the edges of my mouth because I finished the whole milk. And I put the package inside and I closed it up. I put it back in my pocket and said goodnight and walked off. And they fucking applauded like you wouldn't believe.
So
they
throw
it
their
was
panties
so bizarre.
On the stage.
Two people fucked me while I was doing it. It was amazing.
That's crazy.
What am I? Kim
I can't find anything.
The claims?
Yeah.
He doesn't shit. He doesn't piss. They covered some of this in the movie. I can't remember the others. I'm sorry to say. I don't know.
They're all lies.
Yeah. Well, the dad stuff was bizarre. I mean, I
found that.
Yeah. Well, let's read what the dad.
Okay.
The propaganda.
He had
about
a divine
him.
Birth.
Divine birth.
Next page. I hate when they do this.
Don't put them all on each pages.
We had a fear of flying. That's not a thing.
That's not a...
Look at that Asian right guy.
You can't be a god if you have a fear of flying.
He wanted to breed giant rabbits.
What? Yeah, see, all this is propaganda.
That's bullshit.
He liked to eat roast donkey. Okay.
I don't care what he likes.
Only a deity would eat roast donkey.
Whoa, stop right there. Who eats roast donkey?
I know. You fry it. Everyone knows you fry it. Everybody.
Right. You can't find him, can you?
He was a fashion icon, apparently.
Stop it. Just stop
that's
it.
That's proof again he's a deity.
And a film buff.
Well, that's gone too far.
Obviously not.
And a child killer? Question mark.
Who's the basketball player that goes over there?
Dennis Rodman.
What in the fuck is that about?
I don't know. He dresses like a woman.
You got to find that crazy video that you had of him, the last thing.
Of whom?
Dennis Rodman being interviewed.
Oh,
isn't he a lunatic?
Well, I wouldn't call him a lunatic. I think he's definitely...
Oh. Kim Jong Two different
supreme leader.
Defecate.
Yeah, this is the new one. This is Un, right?
This is Kim Jong. This is the father.
Oh, I see.
He looks like Kathy Bates playing an Asian person.
He's a shapeshifter.
You know, do you think most Americans were afraid at all of these threats from this guy?
I want to say no, but I feel like there's a big pocket of Americans that were like, "We're all gonna die."
Sure,
and they're
afraid.
All watching Fox News and sitting on their couch.
I would imagine I didn't see any coverage by Fox News, but I would presume that Fox
just that
News
that same type of.
Well, I think that Fox News probably, you know, they're big patriotic.
Yeah,
angle.
They probably pushed for the movie. They're like, we have to see,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, I suspect that was Fox News's angle. That's my guess.
Yeah, people are dumb.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad it's out. I'm glad they put the movie out. Here's what makes me the most happy about this whole equation. The mold for releases has been changed forever.
Yeah, because they released online. Like, that's a thing that can be...
That's huge.
There goes
15
the movie
million
theater.
In... Let me say that again. In one day, 15 million online. That's
gonna
nuts.
Going to kill the movie theater like Netflix did to Blockbuster? Because I can't take a loss from Arc like popcorn.
Well, you don't
have
to
do that.
I can't
take that kind of hit.
You know...
That's all I have.
I think what's going to happen is the theaters are going to have these big, huge, epic things...
Yeah.
But those films that come out that don't necessarily need and
the
by the way, that's exactly and
the
huge wraparound and all that, the documentaries and things like that, they just don't need to be in big theaters.
Well, the theaters are still going to push. They're going to pay more for the films because they're making their money in concession and drinks.
Yeah.
So they're going to still they're going to fight
as
hard
as they make their money.
They're going to fight very hard to do that.
Yeah,
to keep them in the theaters.
Yeah,
like kids movies and stuff. Those, I mean, can you imagine?
What do you mean?
I mean, that's just a huge loss for theaters if they were to like, we're just going to release these so you watch them with your family.
Is there a problem with that going away? I mean, wouldn't it be nice
kids
if there
like
was
to
just...
go make out at the theater.
Yeah,
we
how
don't
am I
need
to jerk people off?
I think this just means the death of the 15 Cineplex. I think that over time, we're going to have theaters. I don't think they're going to go away for a long time. I just don't think I just don't think we're going to have to go pick from 15, 20, 30 different movies
anymore. It's
just
going to be like you go to the movie theater and there's four options.
Yeah.
Or you can download.
Well, they thought this when television came in. They thought it was the death of movies, and it wasn't.
And you don't think that? So you don't think it is?
No.
But you don't think television is dying now?
Yeah, I think television and movies are moving to the internet.
It's all going
it's
to
augment.
The internet,
it's not
and that's where Kim Jong-un is
it's
waiting
just
to kill all
it's not
of us.
You know, TV didn't kill radio.
Kim Jong-un internet.
TV didn't kill. if you can roast a donkey in the theater, then I think you got something.
3, 2, 1. We miss you,
Joe. Are you on the wall?
Oh, son of a bitch.
Where are you, Chris?
Are we ever going to get it right? We're never going to get it right. That would be
just
would
in case really you want to play this video.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal with I know what you're doing.
I'm just saying.
I want to talk a little bit about the idea that Kim Jong's people hacked Sony. He didn't have hackers break into Sony.
They don't use the internet.
Yeah, they do.
Well, that's not true.
I mean, they do, but
there are a limited number of pipelines that come in and out internet-wise from and to
North Korea. Well, I mean, I know
that's been shut down. By the way,
all their internet
mm-hmm.
is it still down?
As far as I know,
Sony for the win.
If you're on the wall right now, do a search and see if North Korea is still off the internet. But they got shut down. Now, let me tell you what I don't like about that. I feel like that may be our government, and if our government has the ability,
I think so too. The fact that they can censor stuff like
that pisses me off.
Oh, that makes me so mad.
Yeah. Now, it's being blamed on hackers. And I think if you look carefully at the timeline of the hack of Sony, it had nothing to do initially. The first two letters to Sony had nothing to do whatsoever with the movie and North Korea. Nothing.
No, I think it was just a hacker. I don't think they're related.
The press has been reporting that North Korea hacked Sony.
Well, because they want it to be, because the press needs things to be dramatic. They're like, ooh, it's a terrorist
attack.
Maybe
they did.
People will tune in for that.
But the evidence suggests that that's not what went down, you know?
Yeah. When you look, North Korea's like, ooh, and now we're going to expose you as a racist, and look how nice Jonah Hill is.
You mean lacist.
A lacist.
Yeah, we're going to expose you as a lacist. All right, we'll be back with more lacism after this. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout-out to some of our listeners. Perry Dilioliola, Lilla. Amanda Park, Danielle Lucas, Peter from Finland, welcome to the gayberhood. Back to the light, hot dogs suck, Tammy, Jonathan Parker, El Perro Loco, El Perro Loco, Zynga Claus, Will, Kyle Delaney, Joe Swam, and Cameron Winters. These were some of the names of the people hanging out in the skeptic tank during the last show. Thanks for being there, everybody.
We miss you, Joe.
Yes.
Nobody did anything. All right. And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Jessica Michelle Singleton and Jimmy Palombi. Thanks for being here, you guys.
You could turn their mics up.
They're already up. I don't know why you can't hear them.
Hello. There we. That's
if you guys would talk a little louder. They have no idea I fucked up.
Oh, no. All right. It was you. It was you all along.
All that time? Let's do the show.
You're like the Kim Jong-un of this show.
Three,
and they
two,
said, thank
one.
You, show.
Hey! Jose! Help! Jessica Michelle just goes, help! All right.
You have to come on every show.
I'll come whenever you guys want.
Do you live in the area? Are we making you drive very far?
I live in Miracle Mile, so I'm not.
Miracle Mile?
Right, that's the hell is that?
It's up the middle of it all.
It's like La Brea and Wilshire.
Yeah, it's a drive.
Right in the thick of people who are much more wealthy than me. I don't belong there.
That's LA in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, like, wait, how am I? What am I doing here?
Okay, Will on the wall says North Korea's internet isn't permanently down, it just keeps going out.
So it's being interrupted by hackers is what's being reported. Mm. Of course, no one knows for sure what's going on.
Or they're just using Comcast.
Right. That's a good joke.
That's
it's
hilarious.
A fine goddamn
and they
joke.
Blame us for the internet outages.
I think it is us. That's my guess.
I would not be surprised
at
all.
Is that conspiratorial?
Yes,
am
it
I
is.
Being,
absolutely.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Here's where I get the idea that I fear that it's us. I fear that the government, through the NSA's incredibly insidious overreach, has established the ability to cut anybody off they want when they want, and that fucking pisses me
That's
off.
That's terrifying.
I think that we need to start passing laws, and we need to start fighting our own government, and I don't mean physically.
Didn't they pass a law like that a long time ago, that they could just censor stuff on the internet, like in 2012?
Well, I know that it was talked about. I don't know that they've achieved any of those goals. I honestly don't know a lot about that.
I'm curious why you go there with this subject. Not that I disagree, but other subjects similar, you kind of vehemently say it's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly why. The NSA information that has been released by the government, the admission of activities that they've been doing, these two things make sense to me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If somebody called me after listening to the show or emailed me or contacted me who knows a buttload about this stuff and says they can't do it, I would say, can you explain to me how and why they can't do it? And then you would hear me talking about how I had an idea that was wrong. Hmm. And that, my friend, is the difference between a conspiracy theorist and someone who's interested in just discovering the facts. Because that's what I'd like. I'd like to know the truth.
Oh, because you're not just spewing propaganda and you're like, the government's watching us.
Yeah, no, I'm not
it's
that guy.
It's a fact.
I'm not
I said
that guy.
So.
I'm not that. We know that the government has the ability to focus in on specific exchanges via email and our phones and things like that.
They can tap into that computer camera. Yeah. Looking at us now.
This is definitely not. Every once in a while, I walk by the Xbox and I notice the little red light is on because it's on right now. Because Heather forgot to turn off the Xbox
Don't
last time
it
she
me.
Played it. I didn't play it last. Who played it last?
I want to play it next.
The Ghost.
Uh-huh. So
of Christmas Past.
The little red light's on, and you can tell that it's all lit up, and I'm like, oh, check this out, dickheads, and I flop my cock right in front
Dude,
of you.
Dude, that's what I do, too, if I get, like,
You
crazy.
Flop your cock out?
Yeah, I pull out my big swinging dick.
All right.
That's from the lupus.
If I haven't hit on you yet.
It's large.
Now that I know that.
There's a tumor in there, probably.
When are we going to dinner?
Eating a lot of broccoli, trying to get that down to an average size.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I didn't say that.
Good luck with that.
It's all the spinach so is enlarged.
Recent
my
study
penis.
Show that over eating too much broccoli causes lumps in your penis, in your clit. So,
God, no.
You have a clit lump.
A clump.
One of my favorite things in the world is unnecessarily compounding words. I just love it. It's absolutely pure joy. So we were talking earlier about Rodman, and that whole thing just blows my mind.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
Well, you know, we see this every once in a while. You see every once in a while someone who's got the world's attention, Rodman fits that category, mm-hmm. Who thinks they have everything figured out and wants to interject themselves in a public way into something they don't know shit about.
They're just a moron.
Public policy, dealing with other countries, dealing with people like Kim Jong-un and Kim Jong-il, these are highly complex realms. This is a discipline. You don't come off the fucking court, light a cigar, and go hang out with these cunts.
Yeah.
He's a fucking nut job.
I mean, both of them are. Yeah, clearly. I mean, they can't really hate America, though, if they're just hanging out with Dennis Rodman.
See, that's...
like, fuck America, but this guy's cool.
I think it's the football thing. I mean, the basketball thing.
Or maybe that's why they hate America. They think we're all here. Dennis Rodman.
Here's an interview. Here's an interview. We become brothers.
I mean, I think you might have the four.
We have a great time together, and we do a lot of good stuff. But understand,
good God, it's 8 minutes long.
Understand?
Yeah, you're gonna have to four.
I can't even watch that guy play basketball for 8 minutes. I've done it twice now.
To talk any sense into any politician, and to have any other than basketball diplomacy, which I feel is about having a relation, utilizing
this is Charles Smith talking. They took an all-star team over to North Korea
with the North Korean team. That's what we're here for. Do you really think that that the leaders here are going to listen to what we have to say? And we're not here to do that.
Of course not. You're black. Now let's jump forward.
Oh no!
This really becomes an amazing interview because the interviewer starts kind of pushing Rodman to explain what's going on there.
Is he lip injections?
Well, it looks it's at least swollen from the ring.
Still talking to Charles.
We interacted with them.
Oh yeah,
we
that's Charles.
With this man, you've said it many times. Here we've seen it demonstrated.
Yes.
Okay, I need to stop him back up because it sounded like he said shit with this man, and I don't want to. I don't want to start
chips.
This.
He had chips with him.
You had chips with this man. All right, here we go.
I wish you good luck and effectiveness in influencing the people there. I hope it's a good cultural exchange. Dennis, let me end on this. You do have a relationship with this man. You've said it many times. We've seen it demonstrated for whatever reason.
Yes.
Are you going to take an opportunity, if you get it, to speak up for the family of Kenneth Bay and to say, let us know why this man is being held?
Kenneth Bay was being held in North Korea.
Did they let him go?
Did he get released?
I do not know.
Yeah, I don't know. We got to look that up. Someone on the wall, tell us if Kenneth Bay is still a prisoner.
Do our work.
That this is wrong, that he is sick. If you can help Dennis, will you take the opportunity?
Watch this.
Watch this.
The one thing about politics, Kenneth Bay did one thing. If you understand, if you understand what Kenneth Bay did,
yeah.
Do you understand what he did?
Right,
did
he's drunk, right?
He's
like, tell me, what
did
he do?
Tell me, why is he held captive?
They haven't released any charges. They haven't released. They haven't released any reason.
I would love to speak on this.
Go ahead.
You know, you got 10 guys here. 10 guys here that have left their families. Left their damn families.
He's about to cry, by the way.
To help this country as a sports venture. Got 10 guys, all these guys here. Do anyone understand that?
We do, and we appreciate Christmas. That, and we wish them well with cultural exchange.
No, I'm just saying. No, I don't give a shit. I'm going to rash ass what the hell you think. I'm saying to you, look at these guys here. Look at them.
Yeah, but Dennis, don't put it on them. Don't use them as an excuse for the behavior that you're putting on yourself.
They came here.
You just basically were saying that Kenneth Bay did something wrong. We don't even know what the charges are. Don't use these guys as a shield for you, Dennis.
Listen. Ain't no shield. I got it. Let me do this. I'm going to tell you one thing. People around the world.
You haven't told us anything yet.
I'm going to do one thing.
There's 10 guys there. Right, I know now. That.
We are the guys here doing one thing.
We know. There's a camera on you.
To America and take the abuse. Do you have to take the abuse? Well, we're going to take. Do you, sir? Let me know. Are you going to take the abuse? We're going to get it. But guess what I do? One day. One day.
Come on. Say it, Dennis.
This door's going to open. Because these 10 guys here. All of us. Christy. Ben.
Oh, no. Don't list them. Don't list them. Dennis, stop. You're listing them.
All these guys.
He couldn't count past five.
Yeah, I just got five.
We could just open the door just a little bit for people to come here and do one thing.
Dennis makes a great point.
I'm done listening to him.
He said nothing.
He is drunk and high or both.
So that's CNN. If you want to find that, do a search for Dennis Rodman, CNN. It's an 8-minute interview, and at the end of it, he just does this. They're trying to corner him and get him to talk about how it's really wrong for American basketball players, that's the shape they use, right?
These guys.
And American basketball players to be going to a country and hanging out with a Kim Jong
Jagoff. He's crazy.
There are 10 guys.
That's like a crazy homeless person in the park, but he put on nice sunglasses. Like it's it really Rodman, was, right? I guess.
And I've seen him interview not like that. I mean, he can think. He's not completely bereft of the. I don't know. Should we wrap the show up for that? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess it's over.
Let me one thing.
What? Yeah? What do you want?
I don't know.
Wait a second.
We all came here to do one thing.
Hey. Jessica and I came here to North Hollywood.
Yeah?
What, you understand that?
I do understand.
You got that?
No, I get it.
You tell me that then.
The abuse.
That's it for the free version of episode 83, another show that went off without a hitch.
Joe.
We miss you, Hitch.
No.
We can't do it anymore. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute show, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. I want to thank our guests, Jessica, Michelle Singleton, and Jimmy Palombi. I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderson.
That's me.
And our camera switcher, Ryan Magnan. Tune in next week when our guests will be...
People of the Future!
And we'll be talking about...
The New Year.
I see what you did
our
there.
Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and special thanks to our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron Fugly Winters, and our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph Cuddly Swam.
Aww.
He's cuddly.
Yeah. One. No, three, two, one.
Joe!
We miss you, Joe's... all right.
Joe's missing!
Where can people find you?
Jessica. At JMS Comedy.
JMS Comedy Genius. Just using the letters. Nicely done. Where can people find you, Jimmy?
I'm looking for Joe.
You've been listening to Skeptical Yours on SkepticalYours.net. And I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson.
And we are Skeptical Yours. Joe. Skeptical Yours is a product of an ever-expanding universe.
We miss you, Joe.
We miss you, Joe. Three, two, one. We miss you, Joe.
No.
Oh,
I forgot. So what were we saying?